Welcome to the world of MMA Lockup, the home for combat sports. Two men enter, one man leaves. And now the host of MMA Lockup, Chris Matthews.
Welcome to another week of MMA Lockup. I'm Chris Matthews. Make sure you check out the websites, MMALockup.com. We're also Facebook and Twitter. It's MMA Lockup. We just had UFC 150 over the weekend. Has Ben Henderson retained his UFC lightweight title as his fight with Frankie Edgar resulted in a draw? We'll discuss that with one of Frankie Edgar's former training partners, Brett Pachelik. The Strikeforce event is tonight, and it showcases one of the hottest names in women's MMA. You know I'm talking about Ronda Rousey as she takes on Sarah Kaufman. We'll talk about that fight with fight predictor for MMAMadman.com, Johnny Wynn. Earlier this week, I mixed it up with co-host of TV show In the Cage MMA with Casey Oxendine. Here's some excerpts from our interview. Tell me a little bit about, obviously, the show. What kind of is attitude of the show, kind of the personality and whatnot makes you different?
Well, you know, MMA Inside the Cage, but really what makes us different is the format of the show more than anything right now. I mean, we have banter between us. Cyrus and I think we have a good chemistry, and just like Kenny Rice and Bosch, you know, they do their thing there. But really what makes us stand alone, you know, when you look at Inside MMA or you look at Uncensored and all the different shows that are on there, they're pretty much the same thing repeated over and over. They're going to cover the UFC. They're going to cover a little bit here and there of some other regional shows and then talk about the main topics. Now, we're going to hit the news segment at the beginning. But for the most part, what we have that stands alone, one, is that we have our international events. And those consist of UFC Africa, Super Fight League, Australian Fight League. We have events from all around the world. And these are they're fights that people aren't getting to see normally. And really, we're bringing them, you know, into full effect. And we actually, you know, we stand a strong major reason that UFC now has signed with Fight Now is due to our exposure because we are, you know, airing on Fight Now as well. But the other thing that really makes us stand out and stand alone is the fact that we have the Dirty Dozen, which started with Season 3. And, of course, that's the 12 knockouts sent in by the viewers across the United States. We have our fans vote upon them. So Dirty Dozen means there's 12 of them. We show them, and then our fans vote to see who their favorite knockout is. And the winner gets a huge prize pack, and it consists of a Versailles, Hunter MMA, Banff gear. We have an Elevation training mask. Gamma Labs just came on. So we have a lot of companies that are supporting the show, and it makes it really a huge incentive for you to, you know, for the viewers to come on and be a part of it. And it just makes for really good television because there are going to be 12 nasty finishes. It's not always a knockout. Sometimes it's a knockout. We did our first winner for our first week was actually a flying triangle choke. So it's any really cool finish.
We're talking to co-hosts of Inside the Cage, Casey Oxendine. Casey, tell us a little bit about how did this get started? I like the way you guys are doing the promotion. It hadn't been done yet. It's at least, you know, one particular outlet to where you could get it all. That's pretty innovative, so kudos to you. How did it all start?
Really, we started, Cyrus was a cage announcer I had been promoting events in our region, and, you know, I'm a coach also, but at this time I was trying to grow. We were pushing to bring a pro event to the Tri-Cities. We had done that, and we wanted something to get a little bit more exposure to our local region, to the fans there, to draw fanfare locally. And so we started with this show, and it was very, very makeshift. It was very locally produced, and that's all we really wanted at first. And it was really cool. It started to progress over time. In other words, we started getting fanfare from other companies, you know, regional companies that weren't necessarily in our region. They wanted to air things on our show, and then we kind of grew from there. And then we got, of course, credentialed through Strikeforce and through UFC, and then finally through Bellator. We actually got Bellator was our last one event that we got our credentials for. So now we pretty much run, you know, these regional events, and then of course UFC Africa, when they came on, they made it international, and from there it just started to explode.
That's pretty insane, man. It's and you guys are out of where?
We're out of Johnson City, Tennessee, the Tri-Cities, Tennessee, very, very far east. The closest big thing you're going to have is the Bristol Motor Speedway. And it's, you know, and that's one thing we look at. You know, it's just hard work. There are times where we're going to, you know, wanted to pull our hair out, you know, because it was so hard to keep the sponsorship going, because we, you know, we have a substantial amount of cost to do this. We have a very, very good camera guy, film guy, producer, and he doesn't come cheap. You know, he does it cheaper than, you know, I think that, you know, he gives us a good value. But we really have to work to keep on top of things, and because of that, we stay very, very hungry. And so, yeah, I look at the Bristol Motor Speedway, and I'm like, well, yeah, this is a small region, but look, you know, they built the seventh largest venue in the world, seats over 200,000 people, and if they can do it, then we can do it too.
I'm going to just be honest. I think it's dope. In these bigger cities, and this, I'm not ever going to give another, you know, I won't give competition credibility, so I won't name them. But it's almost taken for granted. I don't get that from you guys. You guys seem pretty raw and out there. Is that, am I off base?
Well, the thing is that we were not, like we were homegrown, and we are supported by local sponsors and national sponsors. But one thing that we don't have is, you know, like with Uncensored, you're talking about Spike has a huge amount of control over what the content of the show is going to be. Obviously, UFC at this point is not going to be a huge part of anything that's on Spike, simply because they are coupled with Bellator now. And so there's going to be controlling elements there. You know, they're going to, you know, anytime you're working with a network, they're going to pretty much develop a show, and they're going to, you know, and get the host, and they're going to say, this is what's going to be on there. With us, you know, it's a couple of guys that you know, we do everything. We are in control of the content. We operate it, and it's, you know, create this cult following for our show because it is real. We go on the forums on SureDog and on MMA.TV. We actually talk to the viewers. You know, I don't know of any other you know, show that does that, and we bring it straight from there. We don't pull any punches. We have events that could be possibly controversial. The show that we've got coming up right now, Rough China, they just posted a big thing on the Underground that talking about how unsafe Rough China is for fighters to come over and compete. Well, that just happens to be the event we're showcasing this week. You know, and the fight's actually a very, very good fight. So, you know, we'll put those things on there because we believe the fans want to see it.
Right? How can people get in the inside of what you guys are doing?
We have our YouTube channel, MMA Inside the Cage. YouTube at, you know, / MMA Inside the Cage TV. And then, of course, you can go to our webpage, and that's, of course, where you'll vote also. But it's MMAinsidethecageTV.com. And but you can watch us there. But we are also on Fight Now, a television station, which is an incredible network right now. It's 24/7 MMA combat sports, and it's like right now they're on Cablevision and a couple of networks up north. They're on in Las Vegas right now, but they're getting ready to sign a huge deal at the end of the year, and you're going to see them on a lot of very prominent cable companies, and we're very excited for that because they've really put forth a huge effort. The producers that they use are actually from a lot of major networks. They've done some big things before, so this is something that has risen, and they have sort of stepped up, and they're going to be a very, very prominent player in the world of MMA, just like Spike and you know, has become, and Versus was there for a little while, and Fox, of course. You know, so we're madly excited about that. But then we're also on Tough TV, which is a Southern-based channel. You can get it in different segments in major cities. And then here locally, we're on the CW4. So, you know, there are a lot of different avenues by which you can watch us, but a lot of people go online. You know, our online push is really huge right now. We had our 100th episode. We had 100 knockouts to commemorate our 100th episode, and we got right over 75,000 views, and we did that in about 3 days.
No, that's awesome, man. That's very cool. And again, what's the YouTube channel?
It's MMA Inside the Cage TV.
Real quick, Casey, I'm going to get your pick for this weekend's fight. Ronda Rousey, Sarah Kaufman. Who do you like, man?
Ronda Rousey, of course. I think that Sarah Kaufman is definitely a better striker, better stand-up. But, you know, if you go back and you watch Kaufman's recent ventures in the cage, a lot of times you're seeing Sarah Kaufman on her back. Even when she wins the fight, she's ending up getting taken down at some point in the fight. Even though she's got good wrestling, she ends up on her back a lot. I think if you end up on the ground at all with Ronda, you're in with the sharks, man. She's just so good at pulling off the submissions, and once she gets a hold of it, she won't let go of it.
No, definitely. Well, I appreciate you coming
cool.
on, man.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
It's Casey Oxendine, co-host of Inside the Cage. Make sure you check out the website, MMALockup.com, or also Facebook and Twitter at MMALockup. More to come when we get back.
Check out our analysis at MMALockup.com.